I've spent the last year putting the pieces of my life back together after I lost everything in my six-figure marketing business. So yeah, I loved that agency. And now I'm taking my decade plus of traditional marketing experience, combining it with the latest online marketing techniques and starting again from scratch. The question is, how will I do it? With the new challenges like cash flow, debt, and no team. This podcast is here to give you the answer. So join me and follow along as I apply and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only the simplest, most uncomplicated methods. My name is Samantha Gooden and welcome to Marketing Launch Radio.
Well, this is a lesson for the books and I just wanted to share it with you. Hello and welcome to Marketing Launch Radio. It's been an interesting little 24 hours for me and I wanted to share with you what has happened. So, you know, from time to time, the entrepreneurial journey, you find yourself strapped for cash. Just putting it out there, that's exactly what happens. And, you know, as part of my cash strappedness, I started reminding myself, right, that I am the source. I am the one who generates ideas and brand new opportunities for me to do what it is that I need to do. So as I decided to really hold this and live this, I continued going about my daily business, serving the clients that I have, and applied a way that I have found to be effective when it's time for me to move to my next level of earning and gaining. Now, understand something. I don't like sales calls. I don't really like doing them, but I know that they are a necessary evil. And most of the clients that I have had also don't like it either. Yes, that was me blowing my horn because ZRs are on the road, people. And you know what that means? ZR is going to stop in the middle of the road and not actually allow you to pass. So the more ZRs you can pass on the road, the better it is for you. And I'm heading to swimming, by the way. I'm heading to my morning swim and it's still dark. It's very, very wet here because it was extremely rainy here this morning. So anyways, even though I don't like sales calls, I realize that they are important. So the first thing I had to do was shift my mindset around the call. And it's something that I tell my clients all the time. This is not some kind of sleazy sale that you are doing. You are an ethical person. And so the work that you do is going to change somebody's life. And you are doing them a disservice when you don't show up and have the conversation with them. And my coach, you know, one of my favorite coaches, Andrew Cruzy, he's made over $1 million not running any ads, not doing any of the traditional things, but just focusing on relationship, one-on-one relationship in his coaching practice. And he's all about systemization and automation. Just a really great guy, you know? And so in going through that experience with him and seeing what he's done and the training that he gives, I started finding a way to make this whole experience my own. How does this relate to being cash strapped? Well, I found myself thinking, oh my goodness, my program is about to go into evergreen stage. I'm a little nervous about it because taking it out of beta means that it goes into its the full program price, right? And through the beta testing, I have tested, gone through the beta testing at various stages and various phases, and also served my clients at various levels, right? And so right now I have three primary products. I have a high tier product, a medium product, and a low tier product, and then I offer other free kind of services. So that's my value ladder. And within the value ladder, in my high ticket, high touch program, that's where I spend the most time with clients. So as you can imagine, you know, there are limitations there because there are only so many clients that you can take and serve at that level. So I don't take a lot of those clients, and I also don't have a lot of them join frequently. And for me, it's about the quality of the client experience. So when I take all of those things into consideration, I realize that focusing on the scalability of my business is important, but I still want, as I'm doing this scale, as I have the scalability factor, that I'm connecting with the women that join my program. So I was talking to one of my friends about this whole thing and saying, you know, yes, I want to, get out of this cash flow slump right now, but I also want to serve my clients. And so I gave her this elaborate plan for things that needed to be done. And then I stopped, right? And here is the process that I go through. And I stop and I sit prayerfully and meditatively with what it is I'm feeling and thinking. And I check myself and I check the energy that I am coming from. And I say, is this desperate energy? Am I coming from a desperate place? Because when I'm coming from a desperate place, especially when it comes to money, I never ever get it. If I'm not in a place of gratitude, I'm not in a place of trust, trusting myself, trusting the provision that comes from God, then I find all doors shut in my face. But when I am open to receiving and full of gratitude, that is when the money appears. And so I stopped what I was doing. In fact, I was stopped because the internet where I was stopped working, and then I went to another place and the internet stopped working again. And I figured, okay, there's a bigger lesson here in the scheme of things. I've moved to two locations. The internet has stopped abruptly. Let me look inside and see what's going on. And I felt my own desperation, and I stopped myself there and started being very, very grateful. And then I started thinking about who I want to serve and how I want to serve them. And I actually just reconnected with my ideal client. And the most beautiful thing happened. Within the space of 2 days, three or so people contacted me and who all wanted my services. Of those people so far, we have closed or received payment from 2 out of 3 of them. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm so, so very grateful because I get to serve women at the highest level. So how do you do that? Like, how do you make sure that you get out of yourself and you get out of your limitations and get out of your mind and get into the place where abundance can really flow for you? And the first thing I would say is check yourself, because as entrepreneurs, as solopreneurs, as women in business, we are not disconnected from our emotions. Our relationship challenges are as real as the things with our children, you know, or our parents. And finding out where we're having those energy drains or where we're having the energy leaks, finding out where they are and then being able to address them is what's going to bolster you. So check. You know, in my case, my energy leak was an energy leak of desperation. And I learn over and over again, desperation is not the way. But I learn over and over again, when a door is shut in your face and you go in another direction, be present in that moment to check, is this a door for me to kick down, or is this a situation that I am to sit and be quiet in? And if I'm sitting and being quiet, what is the next action? Because a lot of times, you know, I see it where people sit and be quiet, right? But they choose not to do anything out of fear. There's always an action to take, even if the action appears to be inaction, but it's ultimately going to lead you to action, right? And I can tell you this from personal experience over and over again. When you invest in yourself with time and money and effort and energy, but most importantly with love, it comes back to you over and over again. So be patient, because the provision is there for you. The provision is there for your dream, even if you don't think that it's showing up in time. So that's the first one, check in with yourself. The other one is trust the process. Trust that it's going to be okay. Trust that everything that's happening in your life is happening for you and it's not happening to you. You are not a victim. There's not somebody with a cosmic, I suppose, battering ram that's trying to, you know, hurt you. So trust the process. And the other one is, and this one's going to sound a little bit cliche, but true to believe in yourself. Believe that you have something to offer and that there are others who want it. In another episode, and maybe after this swim, I'll come back and just have a conversation with you about how to make sure that you're in a position where people actually know you and know what you do. How you can do that in a non-sleazy, salesy way. This is a process that I am really working on and working to perfect here. But there are ways for you to get people to know you and know more about you. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about. Well, you've heard that sound. You know what that means. I'm at the beach. It is still really overcast and dark, but I'm going to jump in the water and I'm going to have a good time. And I'm going to connect with the abundance of the water and just be grateful in this moment. At this time. All right, guys, talk to you soon. This was a shortish kind of one, but I hope you get it. You can get unstuck. You can unclog the cash flow situations in life and find yourself in abundant flow.
If you're listening to this, then you're probably in one of two scenarios. Either you're a woman with a great talent who's ready to launch your personal brand, but isn't quite sure how to take the next step. Or you're running your own business, you've got some marketing happening, ads going, and content. Maybe you've even got an agency, but things aren't clicking just right, and you're trying to tie all the pieces together. Well, if you want my help or just want to get an idea of what it's like to work with me, then just go to unlockyourbrandnow.com. Mm-hmm. I believe in simplifying marketing and making it a process that's very, very easy. But I'm also on a mission to help every woman that I can launch her personal brand or her business brand in 21 days or less. So go to unlockyourbrandnow.com and go check it out.